Hi, Susan Graham Ryan with you. A 23-year-old Canadian police constable and mother of two has been one of the fatalities from a shooting rampage in Nova Scotia. At least 13 people have died across the 12 hours with police cars and several homes torched. A 51-year-old gunman died shortly after being taken into custody. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio has slammed President Donald Trump over his handling of the coronavirus. The mayor at the outbreak epicenter says not enough's being done to help finances of areas struck by the pandemic, while Trump has hit back saying Vice President Mike Pence will work with each governor to ramp up testing so they can begin to get back to some sort of normal.
We'll send them a full list of all of the large laboratory machines in the states. They have a lot of machinery in the states that some aren't that aware of, but they're there and they're really high quality. Machines.
Back home, our confirmed COVID-19 cases are up slightly, with 7 cases in Tassie, 6 in New South Wales and 1 in Victoria. The death toll at 71. A blow for NAB investors, with a big four bank flagging $1.1 billion hit to earnings. That's not even accounting for COVID. It's due to more software expenses, costs for the fee for no service scandal, as well as their struggling MLC wealth business. We won't know what the impact of the pandemic is having on the books until May 7. And a man and his passenger have been fined $1,000 each after they were caught travelling in a McLaren 650S in Sydney, flouting COVID restrictions. He unsuccessfully attempted to persuade police driving was a form of essential exercise. In sport, 11 days ago, the NRL announced its plans to restart the season on May 28 with 3 teams in Queensland. You'd think the league would have contacted the state government with its plans, but Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she hasn't heard a peep from them.
There has been no plan submitted. There has been no phone calls. But in relation to the QRL and the state of origin towards the end of the year, we would be open to that if the health advice said that we were in the situation to do so.
And want more news and sport? Download our app and catch up when it suits you.